And we're back with the last segment of Adrian's Funk Show. I'm Anthony.
I'm Adrian.
What do you have for us in this last set, Adrian? Anything good?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it really depends. You know, there's not. I don't have any Shatner, if that's what you're asking.
So that's not good.
You might be disappointed, yeah. We have Jamiroquai coming next. Do you remember Jamiroquai?
I do. I remember him having one tune where he was wearing like a Cat in the Hat kind of tall hat there.
As it happens, he has like a whole bunch of hats. That was just for the one video clip, but he's like a hat aficionado. Let's see what he's got for us.
Brand new. tame as a pain when you realize you gotta move. You gotta move.
Folks, that was our old friend Gino Vannelli with People Gotta Move. And before that, we had Jamiroquai with Virtual Insanity. What'd you think?
Interesting. Just two songs on that set.
Well, I mean, like I said, they tend to go for a while.
Yeah, they do. They tend to jam out with this type of music. So yeah.
Plus Jamiroquai is like a especially jammy sort of guy. You know, he likes to dance.
Cool. Interesting songs, Adrian.
Well, I wanted to do a funk set for a long time now, and I'm happy I got a chance to do so. I think funk is one of the more underrated genres around, but lots of people appreciate it, especially musicians, because it takes a lot to put together a funk tune. The instrumentation is not trivial, the techniques are not trivial, the amount of people you'd need to play a funk tune is non-trivial, you know, and they have to be specialized in various ways. So yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way, started out as a funk band.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that, actually.
Yeah, actually, for a long time, what they thought they were doing was funk. Eventually, I don't know what they split into. I guess they became their own thing. But yeah, it just goes to show funk really inspires people. We hope you enjoyed this. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony.
We'll see you next time, and be good to each other.